Fellowship Church's Let's Talk Ministry. You know, as we look around us today, we see so much suffering and pain, and a lot of that comes from the news that we get from social media, because social media of all sorts is right at our fingertips. We see and hear of true suffering all the time, and we also hear of made-up, untrue stories of suffering. But both the truths and the lies that social media bring into our lives is very disturbing at times. Suffering that may cause us to possibly question God and His goodness. As Jesus' followers, we are not immune to the experience of suffering. We all at some point face sickness, sorrow, death, disappointment, pain, broken relationships. But as we endure pain and suffering, we can find strength and comfort in God's promise, His promise that He is shaping or refining His protective and sovereign purposes in us. Therefore, we can rest in our hope of glory in eternity, always looking toward that day when there will be no suffering. But for us to get to that point, we must recognize God's ultimate control. In Christian conversations, we often hear the phrase, God's in control. God's got your back. God has this. That is very easy to say. And to some degree, we believe that He is in control until things aren't going the way we would like them to go. Then we try and take over that control. Let's look at God's Word and search out what it says about God's ultimate control. In Isaiah 45, 5 through 7, it says, I am the Lord. We could start right there and not say another word, but we're going to continue. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. We learn from God's Word that He alone is Lord. There is no other. He equips us in order for others to know Him. He forms light and creates darkness. He makes well-being, and He creates calamity. He's in control. He's in control of it all. In Isaiah 46 and 9 through 11, we find that He is God and there is none like Him, just like in the previous verses. He will accomplish all His purposes. He declares that we should remember the past and how He changed us. Do these truths about God's sovereignty comfort you, or do they disturb you? If we are disturbed by God's sovereign power, then we need to get to know Him better. His sovereign power is absolutely the best thing we could ever experience. He knows what's best for us. He knows what's going to happen. He knows He has it all under control. Allow Him to comfort you in knowing His sovereign power. Now let's look at Romans 8:18 and 8:28. And it says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Let me read that again. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And then verse 28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. So you see, there has been suffering through all of time, even, you know, since Adam and Eve, the fall. But none of that suffering compares to the glory that will be revealed to us. Now that, my friends, is great news. News that should help us through the sufferings that we experience. Always, always looking toward the prize. And for those who love God, all things, even suffering, work together for His purpose. for those who are called according to His purpose. Are you called according to His purpose? If so, look for the good in all your circumstances. God has a plan, and sometimes our suffering are shaping us into who He wants us to be. Allow Him to have ultimate control of your life, even in the hard times. I want to share a quick personal testimony with you. There was a time in my life when everything seemed to be falling apart. I had relationships that were broken and unhealthy. I was a Christian, but those relationships kept me from being who God intended me to be. I was not serving Jesus with all the potential that He had given me. Breaking away from those relationships led me to a closer walk with Jesus, resulting in fruitful work for the kingdom. Breaking away was devastating at the time, but God taught me so many lessons through it all, mostly to depend on Him in every situation. When I look back, I am so thankful for the sufferings that I experienced because it all brought me closer to the One who loves me most. I know the sufferings we have will not stop on this side of heaven, but I also know the sufferings mold me and shape me into who God wants me to be. So as we look over this this lesson this week, I pray that you will stop for a little bit and just self-examine and ask yourself, do I really believe, am I firm in my belief that God is sovereign, that His power is the ultimate power, that He is in control of every single thing, even the times of suffering? Church friends, I hope you have a great week, and I hope that God will bless you and that you will allow Him to mold you and shape you into who He wants you to be.